Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver misplays the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Canizaro moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Howard reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Howard moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is walked intentionally. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Howard scores. Torborg goes all the way around to score. Rickard moves to third. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Howard reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torborg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell catches it. Torborg is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trusiewski takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trusiewski moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trusiewski scores. Davis moves to second. It's 6-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive towards third. Trusiewski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christopher is hit by the pitch. McMillan moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver misplays the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trasuski fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trasuski moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trasuski scores. Davis moves to third. It's 7-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Howard moves to second. It's 8-0, Dodgers. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torborg hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 8, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.